When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome back to a new episode. You guys, I literally just 30 minutes ago got Wi-Fi for the first time in a week and a half, and I can't even express how excited I am. I have not been able to watch anything, use my computer, use my iPad. I mean, I can use like a hotspot, but it barely loads. So this is really exciting for me. I can watch Sex and the City and like use my TV and just, I don't know, work from home. I've been having to go to coffee shops all the time and work at places that have Wi-Fi, and it's been really annoying. So thankful. The AT&T guy literally just left, and it's so funny. My cats were not having it. They just hate when like strange people come in the house. They're like walking around him like a pack of hyenas, just like sniffing his feet, being like, who are you? What are you doing in my home? It's absolutely hilarious. But now we're all kicking it on the couch, about to record this episode. Not about to record, I literally am recording. But anyways, I'm really excited. Today's been a pretty good day. It's been rainy and gloomy, so I'm kind of like mimicking that with my mood a little bit. I'm also on my period. What's new? I feel like I'm always talking about PMSing or being on my period, which is just like my reality. So I've been pretty moody and weird. Some personal things have been going on in my life recently. Today marks a year exactly of a very significant time in my life. And so I've been really just thinking a lot about it. Things have been old, kind of situations have been rehashing a little bit in my brain. Been a little sad from that. Been a little busy just from moving and situating myself, handling all of that stuff. Just a whole mix of things have been going on. But ultimately, life's been pretty decent. And I'm trying to think of like anything else that's new that's been going on. Oh, I built my own shelves last night, which was honestly really exciting because I haven't really built anything, I mean, ever, truthfully. And I know they're just shelves, but I actually went to Home Depot and like bought the plain 3 feet pieces of wood, bought the brackets, bought the nails. I had a little toolkit that my dad left me, which has like a drill and like a level. And I had to like measure out, drill in the brackets on the boards, then measure the boards on the wall, level it out, nail it in, drill it in. Don't even know how to use a drill. I just winged it. And honestly, they came out so good. And I'm just so proud of myself because I feel like this is a great example, not to make this like deep immediately because it's not that deep, but I feel like we really have these like limiting thoughts and beliefs about ourselves. And it was just nice to overcome that because truthfully, it took me 30 minutes to do. It was not a big deal. And it was really easy. And I think I always thought of myself as someone who just like couldn't, like my brain doesn't work that way. I can't do math like that. And that's why I'd never be good at building things or construction or whatever. And actually, I'm pretty fire at it and it worked really well. So really proud of that. Felt very independent and it was cool. Yeah, what else? Oh, the movie club situation. I haven't had Wi-Fi, so I haven't been able to really continue with the movie club. And I got some like really weird hate on it. And I feel like it just kind of like stopped me. I know it shouldn't stop me from doing it, but for some reason it just like left a really weird taste in my mouth. And I was just like, you know what? I don't know if I should do it or talk about it. I don't know. Basically, people were saying that I am like unintelligent, or I am trying to sound more intelligent, and that like my reviews were stupid and all of this stuff. And I really wanted it to just be a lighthearted thing. So I'm just like, why are people making it sound like I'm trying to make this like, I'm not like, I didn't go to school for film. I just wanted to have fun and watch more interesting films and all of that. So I'm sure I'll be back to normal and fine, but it just like left a weird taste in my mouth where I'm like, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. I tried, which is just so funny about social media, because it's like you'll try to do something that's just like so wholesome and nice. And like I put out so much free content and so much just like every single day, just so much stuff and journal prompts and podcast episodes. And most of my stuff is not monetized. I mean, I do brand deals here and there, but I'm not monetizing most of the stuff on my platform. And so it's like, I don't know, I'm putting out something just like a little more different, a little more interesting, a little more interactive. And it's like, boom, hate on it. She's not smart. She's not intelligent. And I'm like, damn, all right, whatever. I tried. But anyways, movie club will return. I've also just been really busy and trying to navigate like podcasts, TikTok, Instagram, all that stuff is a lot. But anyways, so yeah. This episode, let's get right into it, is basically how to be cool. And I kind of made it that title because it's just like very jarring. And like, I don't want it to sound like I'm saying I'm the coolest person, because I'm not. I'm literally just a person. I'm existing. Whether people think you're like, I'm cool or not, it's not really like I can think I'm cool, and whoever wants to think I'm cool can think I'm cool, but it's really a subjective thing. Like, you can't really be like, oh, this person's cool, this person's not. It's kind of just like, if you think I'm cool, cool. If you don't, then that's fine too, you know? So I'm not trying to say that I'm the coolest person here, but these are just things that I've noticed and things that I've picked up on people that I think are cool. So yeah. And also, I don't know, cool is also more than just like, I don't know, our definitions of cool can be different, but I genuinely think someone that's cool, well, we'll get into it, but I don't want, I'm just prefacing it because I don't want people to think that I'm over here sitting here being like, okay, how to be cool. Like, I'm this cool, cool person. I'm really not. I'm a very normal person. But I think there's some things that, you know, can help with the cool factor, help make yourself a little bit more confident and interesting and all of that. So number one, I'm going to give 5 tips here on just how to be a cooler person. Number one is building identity capital. And this is a really, 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 really important one. Basically, building identity capital for me means that you're building a sense of self. You are doing things in your life, whether that's traveling, whether that's taking a new class, a new hobby, meeting new people, taking certain, like running a, you know, half marathon, signing up for some sort of like course or activity, going on road trips, taking some sort of like, doing some sort of like retreat. There's all these different things that we can do as humans that add to our identity capital. So it's things that add to you, who you are, your personality, that give you stuff to talk about yourself, give you stuff that gives you experience, right? So let's say you meet someone, and I always find the most cool, the most interesting people are the people that have done a lot, that have tried a lot, that have traveled, that have been around different places, that have experienced a lot, that have put themselves out there, that have tried different businesses. Maybe some of them like successful, some of them have failed, have not just stuck to the status quo and have really made an effort to diversify their lives. And so that's kind of the biggest one for me. That's why it's number one, because I swear the people that I meet that I'm like, damn, they're so cool, are the people who are curious and who have done a lot of stuff, whether it's expensive stuff. I'm not saying, oh, they've traveled a lot because they have a lot of money. It's just things like anything. Like, I met this one girl, or she's one of my friends, but we actually talked for the first time. We got food the other day, and I really got to know her. And she was telling me, I mean, she's 30, I think, or 31, but she was telling me, she was like, yeah, well, I used to live in Colombia, and then I moved to New York for a month, and then I broke up with my boyfriend, went back to Colombia, and then I went to Spain for study abroad, and I guess went back to school, and then I went back to LA and lived with my parents, and then I moved here. And I'm like, oh my God, you are so fascinating. And she had all these stories from all these different places she's been and the things that she's done, and they've had different like relationships and interesting I went to Italy and was like working as under a chef for 3 months, and then I came back and da 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 da. And it's just like, that kind of stuff is so cool, and it builds up your identity capital to where you are just more of a well-versed, interesting person. And I just feel like the more things like that, the more also you get inspired by and the more things you have to talk about ultimately. And so whenever people meet you, they're like, damn, you're fucking cool. You know what I mean? And so the actual definition of identity capital is the repertoire of individual resources that we assemble over time. These are the investments we make in ourselves, the things we do well enough or long enough so that they become part of who we are. So this is really cool. It's like, it's these things that we do, clubs we join, sports we've played, we accumulate them over our time in our life, right? And I realize I don't have as many as I'd want, and that's why like I really want to take ceramics and I want to travel more and I want to have, like, I've had so many different jobs, and those are always like funny, good banter stories. And you know, there's so much you learn from working at a service industry pizza place, right? Or there's so many different things you learn from going to college or from studying abroad or from, you know, being a nanny for one summer or all these different things. And so I think doing more of those, having more of those, really just makes you a cool fucking person, you know? So a few things, a few ways to just build identity capital for us all listening. This is our homework. One, rid your life of toxic relationships, toxic people, things that are holding you back, okay? Because if you're wanting to do more things and you're wanting to explore more, you can't be around people that are holding you back, okay? So we're ridding ourselves of all the clingy, nasty, unfavorable things in people, okay? Stop doing things you truly don't enjoy. So stop doing things that like bother you or that aren't that fun to you or that, like, for instance, I've been going out recently, okay, like to bars and clubs, and I come back every time and I'm like, I don't want to be doing this. Like, why am I going out? Like, for what? Unless it's like a friend's birthday or it's like a dinner party or it's like my friends are all at a club and like, it's, why not? It's one night, sure. But most of the time, just going to a bar never ends up being fun for me. I'm not really drinking right now. So it's like, what am I doing? Like, why do I keep doing that when I know it's not giving me fun? It's a night of my life. Like, I could be doing so many more things. I could be hosting like a game night at my house, doing a cool dinner. I could be having a girls' night. I could be having a movie marathon, like anything else that I'm actually gonna have fun doing. Okay, other things. Attend a workshop for something you'd like to know more about, or, you know, attend, like, you know, sign up for, again, like a half marathon, or start like doing some interesting hobbies, like rock climbing one day a week, or going back to ballet class. Some people are taking ballet because ballet corps is in right now. Going to dance classes, try taking a new workout class, like things like that. And then read books from multiple genres and listen to music from multiple genres. This is a really good one. Expand what you listen to, what you read, what you watch. Like, watch a new type of show. Maybe you won't like it, but you watch some of it, you know? Then you hang out with someone, you'd be like, oh my God, I just watched this new show yesterday. It was so fucking weird. Or you have to try listening to this music. I love it and I dance to it every morning and it's so great. I mean, these are just like ways of just becoming a honestly dope person. So that's number one, build identity capital. We can go more into that a different time. Maybe I'll make a whole episode on it, but that's really number one. Get that one down. That's anything that I can, and that's what I try to do with my account. I really try to have people like think outside the box. Okay, number two is do not care what others think. And this one sounds so like self-help care book, like very obvious. Like, we know we shouldn't care what other people think, right? But we do. We do. And if it's not just directly the people around us, but it's social media, it's caring what the numbers are, how many likes we're going to get. People are going to talk about us behind our backs. If people are going to judge what we make, what we do, what we share, what we say. And that's really not going to help you. And the most cool people are the ones who carry this confidence like no other. That is like, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to be corny as fuck. I'm going to be cheesy. I'm going to be funny. I'm going to speak, say, do whatever, and I'm going to own it. They're the coolest people, wearing what they want. Again, within reason, within like being a good person still, but ultimately doing what you want, having that confidence in who you are, confidence in what you like, and confidence of what you know, that's everything. And the rest is for the birds. Like what people say, what people are gonna, how people are gonna act, what people are gonna judge you for is none of your business. It literally isn't your business, because you're gonna walk around and enjoy life anyways, right? Like it's your life, you have one body, you have one brain. You're gonna continue to move on and do things and wear clothes and go to the grocery store and go out and meet new people and all these things. And like other people's opinions are just mindless chatter that's circulating around you, and it's not actually you. And it's not actually, it really doesn't have anything to do with you. It has to do with other people. So truthfully, stay on your own lane, do what you want to do, and really just do not think about other people. Literally turn off that voice in your head of people judging you, of people whatever. And because some of the, again, the coolest people, the people that you see that are online, that you meet, that are doing cool stuff, they're the cool people, because they're literally sending it. They're literally saying yes. They're literally playing, they're literally pressing post. They're literally taking those risks every single day to be judged and to be, you know, laughed at or made fun of or whatever. I mean, you see people walking around, right, that are wearing something really cool. Like I'll see some girl out and she's wearing a really sick outfit and I'm like, damn, that girl's cool as fuck, right? And I'm talking about her and I'm like, wow, and she caught my eye. And that takes a lot to wear something that you know is gonna catch people's eye. But she doesn't care. She's like, yeah, I feel good in this. I look good, what of it? And that shows, and I go like, wow, that's really cool. You know, someone could hate on it, but she doesn't care because she's wearing it and she's enjoying it. And ultimately that's cool. So that's a really strong one. And I know that one's a little obvious, but you know what? It's true. Number three, know what makes you an individual and embrace it. So this one is also easier said than done, because I think a lot of us want to conform because it's easier. It is more dependable. It is, it's just nicer at times. And if you like conforming is not bad. It honestly is great. It can be really great if that's something that works for you. But I think what makes people really cool is looking inward and finding the things that make them different, or not different in this like quirky, weird way. It could be, but just what makes them themselves. Like, is it maybe certain features physically? Is it certain parts of yourself mentally? Like for me, not saying this is really different from everyone, but it's a part of me that I like to emphasize and that could be a fault, but that I feel like, you know what? This is a gift that I have. This is a thing that makes me Sophia, and I'm gonna talk about it and roll with it. And that is my ability to be very sensitive and creative and empathetic and being able to see the world in a very juicy, artistic way. And I like sharing that. And it does hinder me a lot. I can feel very, like I overshare a bit. I kind of just like talk a lot and just like will post so much random stuff. I can be very hyper emotional and really nostalgic and feel a lot of things, but it's what makes me, you know, and I embrace it. And this can be anything. It could be a special talent you have. It could be certain different aspects of your personality. It could be mental health. It could be physical things. Maybe you have like bright red hair or a lot of freckles or really big eyes or really like interesting, like you're really short, you're really tall, or like anything, you know, and playing that up, not being ashamed of these things and letting it run and letting it come out. And I don't know, I always think people that embrace those kind of interesting, quirky, different parts about themselves are always so cool. And that's why, I mean, for instance, fashion models, right? Like, you know, those are quote unquote, like very cool people usually. And people that also, not even just like runway models, but models that are, you know, put into magazines that are made pretty famous and big, they all have sometimes, like most of them have like very defining features or very interesting looks. And I remember even like America's Next Top Model with Tyra back in the day, as problematic as that show would be today, she always emphasized, like, you need to be showing the fact that you have these big bulging eyes, or you need to be proud of your very thick, dark eyebrows. And I love that message from America's Next Top Model. I remember being younger and I was like, you know what? Yeah, that's fire. Like, that, I'm going to take that with me. And like, I have really, really long hair. My hair is like down to my butt, if not past my butt. And I get comments all the time, like, it looks super long. It's almost too crazy. You need to cut it. It looks haggard. And I'm like, but it makes me who I am. People like walk, if you see me down the street, people come up to me, they're like, oh my God, I recognize you from your long hair. And I'm like, see, there you go. You know, it's just who I am. It feels right. It's part of myself. And I think having those little individual qualities and enhancing them and playing with them are really fun. So yeah, that's number four. Number three, know what makes you an individual and run with it. And number four is don't be scared of mentors and idols. And I think people try to separate themselves from idolizing people a lot because they go, you know, I don't want to be too similar to anyone. I want to be so myself. And I think it's also, though, really important to, first off, to know how to idolize properly, same way with like knowing how to find inspiration without blatantly copying or blatantly like stealing someone's whole thing. But I think having idols and having mentors and having people, using other people to also kind of enhance your own self is really cool. So I just think not being scared of idols and people and mentors is really cool. And I think learning, one thing that I've learned is that you have to know how to, though, idolize and not just, again, take someone's entire look or entire personality. And it can be hard because you can find people that we really fuck with and that we really look up to and really enjoy and be like, I just want to be them. And so our brains just want to, you know, get the same haircut and say the same things and talk in the same way and get the same look and wear the same things. And it's like, okay, how can you take what this person does, whether they're super famous, whether they're an influencer, whether they're an artist, whatever, how can you take what they do and use it in your own way? So for me, let's take Angelina Jolie. I'm just giving like real world examples. She's always been one of my idols and I'll forever be indebted to her for all that she's done for me. And instead of just me 100% dressing like her or copying one of her tattoos, or even trying to look like her, because ultimately I don't look like her. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have the same face, which is great because she's the perfect face. But I think I just take elements of, like, for instance, I love how she embraces a really thin, kind of intense brow look. And I do that with my own face. I'm not taking her exact brow, but I'm doing the thin brow moment on myself, right? Or her personality, the way that she's been in certain movies, I've watched interviews of hers. I love the way that she comes off. I think she has this confidence and this, she embraces this darkness that she has as well. And I feel like that just helps me embrace those parts of myself that I also see in her. So anyways, I feel like having idols and mentors are good, but know how to do it in a way that still makes you cool and makes you on your own shit, you know? So same goes if you're wanting to be a creator or an artist, you know, look up to artists, see like how does their eye work? You know, what are they noticing a lot of? Maybe it's like a photographer and they're doing a lot of content. They're making a lot of, they use a lot of color in their photos. It's like, well, how can you find more color in your life with your photos? Or let's say it's on Instagram. It's like you see a creator whose content you love. Well, it's like, okay, how can you take certain themes of their content and apply it to your life, you know? Like, they may make these amazing morning routines. It's like, well, how can you then make morning routines in your own life that aren't copying them, but that are cool, individual to you, but that still kind of have the same vibe, you know? I don't know if that makes sense, but that's a really good one. And then the last one, number five, is to just humanize yourself. And this one is like a little cheesy, but it's really true. And I think this last year we've come to, I think as culturally as a whole, we've come to the realization that being a good person and being kind and being generous and being thoughtful is so fucking cool. And people like Bella Hadid, lots of other kind of bigger people have come out and in interviews and whatever, just talking about the fact that, you know, being a good person, not being this bitchy kind of like heroin chic, like too cool for school vibe is not really it. And I think also you see this in the rise of influencer culture and people chatting with the camera and being super open and being more honest and just like real. I think we're craving the realness, or craving real humans and real connections. And so I think the coolest thing you can do is just be a human and embrace the emotions and the ups and downs, the vulnerabilities, the, I don't know, all the different parts of being a human, and being kind to people, whether that's someone that works at the grocery store, whether it's your friends, whether it's, you know, a teacher, a colleague, and, you know, whatever. I just think being, it's really cool to be nice, and it's really cool to be empathetic and to care for others and take care of yourself, truthfully, because we're also in an era now where I think it's, people are understanding that it's really cool to just take care of yourself. You know, drinking's not even cool anymore. I think people are like, you know, we want to like go for hikes and have a routine. And I don't know, like some of the coolest people, I go to this gym in Soho House and I always see like really fucking cool people there, because obviously it's like the LA Soho House and I don't know, there's cool people there. And I'm always like, damn, like this is cool. Like we're all working out. So people, they're fully tatted, they have piercings, they have like crazy hair, but they're deadlifting, you know? Like they're taking care of themselves, and it's so cute to see, because it's like, wow, like even people you think are quote unquote cool or like whatever, it's like they're still working on themselves, you know? They're still like choosing to show up and do something for their health, and that's sick. And so just think like humanizing yourself, not being too cool for school, all of that is really great too. So anyways, I hope that some of these tips help. I really stand by them, and I think that we're all inherently cool people. I just think we need to embrace more of our authentic selves. Ultimately, that's the big overarching theme here, is like authenticity. And I'm not perfect at it. I think I try to conform sometimes. I think, especially on social media, I get really like, feel weird, because I think sometimes in the back of my head, I'm like, this is your job. You need to be making Get Ready With Me videos every single day, and then you need perfectly aesthetic, and you need the white bed frame and the white sheets and the pink this and that. And I'm like, but that's not me, man. And like ultimately, like people will enjoy me being me, and that's all I can worry about. Whether that's gonna be, whether I don't get enough, that many views, then maybe, whether or not it does well, I'm gonna stick by myself and stick to what I like and sharing what I like. And that's why also now I feel motivated to do the movie club again, because I'm like, fuck that shit. Fuck all my haters telling me that I am stupid, that I just share things without thinking, or like I'm, I don't know, that like I'm not as smart as I try to come off as being, because I ultimately just being myself. And I'm working on obviously being more intelligent too. I think that's obviously too like a very big insecurity of mine, because I didn't go to school. And sometimes I feel like, damn, like maybe I'm not as smart as I could be, but we work on it and it's going to be okay. And that's something that is my goal for this year, is kind of also build identity capital more. That's why I'm also learning Spanish, you guys. That's a huge thing. Learn a new language, identity capital. But anyways, all right. I hope everyone's having a good week so far though. And January needs to end also. I keep saying this, but like, what's going on? Like every time I look at the calendar, I'm like, okay, we have another day of January. So anyways, love you guys. Hope everyone has a good rest of their week, and I'll talk to you guys soon.